Yes, and we are both anxiously awaiting any kind of a home improvement question you might have. You can call it in or you can text it in, whichever is easier. 651-461-9226. That's the number for either a phone call or a text to Andy. 651-461-9226. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Denny. How are you today?
I'm doing quite well. I hope you are, too, and all the good folks at Linda's Construction. Beautiful weather. Beautiful weekend.
You know, this is perfect. The only thing that weather like this is bad for is trying to figure out any type of air sealing or insulation. You know, when the temperature outside is about the same temperature as it is inside, diagnosing air leaks is one of the harder things to do. We still have those capabilities, but that's the only drawback on weather like today. This is like the perfect temperature to install almost every type of material, to get every paint to work, every glue to work. You don't get too hot. You don't get too cold. I'll take days like today every day. I know it won't last. We'll probably be into the 90s again. You know, we've been, state fairs. We still haven't been to the state fair, and we've all been in Falcon Heights there when it's almost 100 degrees. So I know it won't last, but we'll take it while we got it, right?
Yeah, and you and I will be at that CCO Broadcast Center that very first Saturday at the fair answering questions.
Yes, indeed, and we'll have in our the lower level of the grandstand where our booth will be this year, and we'll have on display there the GAF solar shingles, and we'll at the WCCO building there too. We'll have the ability when we're broadcasting to show people what those are as well. We tried to get it on the docket this year to get the solar shingles put on, but we won't have that accomplished this year. But
Not this year.
You know, sometime this fall, we'll be back at the fair, and we're going to take those Glenwood shingles off the WCCO building and put the solar ones on there. And 2025, we'll be able to demonstrate exactly how much energy those shingles are generating every day.
That's pretty exciting. In fact, you're talking
neat, huh?
About that. In fact, a listener, I should say plural, listeners, wanted you to kind of update what's the status on the solar roofing, and is there a future for solar around these parts?
There are. And right now, the deals that you can get at Linda's Construction on those solar shingles are as good as they will ever get. So if you are interested in solar, I would highly recommend you go to our website or give us a call and set up one of those free estimates, and we'll kind of go from there. Denny, it's been a big week for my team on receiving information from customers from their insurance companies. And I'll explain a little bit more here. I think from an educational standpoint, people have to start to realize what is going on and what the difference is between actual cash value and depreciated value. So what that means is, I'm going to pull up a chart here that one of my salesmen was given to from a customer. And the reason why I'm going to say this, it's the age of the roof. So less than 1 year, the actual cash value is 100%. You get down to year 13, it's 78% of the roof cost. Year 18, it's 70%. Year 22, it's 63%. Meaning the actual cash value, say on a $20,000 roof, they're only going to pay $12,000 at like year 15. So your deductible would be $8,000. The depreciated value is $8,000. Why this is important? People started getting letters in the mail last week. And this is what the letter says, Denny. And these are from a very, very large, well-known carrier.
Okay.
You have been selected to be in a pilot program where we guarantee your home insurance rates will not go up. If you choose this program, what we will do here at such and such insurance agency, they may offer the discount double check and Mr. Mahomes as a spokesperson. Maybe if we don't pay those athletes $60 million a year to talk about our insurance, we don't have to do things like this. But hey, that's another subject.
It really is.
If you choose this, what we will do on hail and wind claims is pay you the actual cash value, not the depreciated value. If you don't understand what actual cash value is and what depreciated value is based on the age of your roof, what this letter should say is, if you choose this, we won't raise your rates, but your deductible goes closer to $10,000 than it does $1,000. And if inflation, just based on like a 3 or 4% inflation, you know, 15 years from now, the average roof is going to be closer to $35,000.
Yeah, I believe it.
So you're talking $10,000 to $15,000, and we're going to customers' houses, and they're showing us letters that they're looking for insurance, new insurance companies, because they got a letter from their insurance company saying American Family is no longer going to cover wind and hail in the state of Minnesota. So this is something we've talked about it for quite a bit, and we've ran into customers now that are really shocked about what the costs are with their replacement costs for a new roof. And this is why I think if you are in the market for a new roof, there's never a more important time to choose the And this is why I think if you are in the market for a new roof, there's never a more important time to choose the shingle wisely. Class 4 and hail proofing should be part of the conversation always. And if you can afford it, and for us, it's not that much more expensive. But again, not everyone uses the materials that we use or has the deals that we can offer. But I would definitely take a look at that, because it could save you. You're not talking just a $2,000 deductible down the road. Yeah. It's, you know, could be $15,000, even $20,000. It saves you 10 years down the road. And there's a reason why that depreciation never happens till after year 4. It's because every shingle manufactured holds up to most hail until year 5. It's at year 5 that almost every shingle in the world that it gets more susceptible to hail. And this is why we want to blame these insurance companies, Denny. And I know I'm talking hard on them here, but they're in survival mode. Yeah. So it's not just the insurance companies, it's the roofers, the manufacturer of roofing, the suppliers of roofing. All of them need to get better at their jobs. We can provide a shingle that doesn't get damaged. We can do better for our consumers. We're making choices not to. I don't know how else to explain it. The cost of the shingle has gone up from 2018 from like $50 a square to $130 a square. In like 6 years, and they're making them worse.
Why is that? Who benefits from that?
I don't know.
Where's the money going? Follow the money.
Manufacturers, big corporate America, giant insurance companies. It isn't to the roofers and the consumers, that's for sure. And yes, we've benefited from hailstorms at Lindis Construction, but I'm trying not to. Yeah. We're not benefiting because we're going back to our same customers over and over again. We're benefiting because we're getting into neighborhoods because my roof in the neighborhood is the one that doesn't have to be replaced. And every week we have the proof to show that. We got another one this week that says, hey, you guys came out and inspected my roof. One of the nicest things, 5 people knocked on my door and said I needed a new roof, and you're the only people to actually look at it and tell me it's in perfect shape and I don't need to do anything. We do that darn near daily right now.
I bet you do.
And that's okay. I'm okay with that. This is something needs to change, or the consumer is going to get drastically hurt, or the insurance and how we buy our homeowners insurance is going to drastically change. It's either going to get more expensive or less things are going to be covered. And I don't know about you, in today's day and age, an unexpected $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 of expenses, not a lot of people can handle that.
No.
And then if you have to go and get a loan in order to get your roof fixed, and now you're at 8-9% interest, again, there's a lot of bad things that are happening for the consumer because of where we are right now. And I'm really excited that, you know, our partnership with GAF, I know they're constantly working to make something that's better. But every contractor just went to GAF and said, hey, I'm only going to use your Class 4 shingles. Look at where we'd be. And we contractors choose not to use them for whatever reason, and I don't understand.
Hmm. Hang on, Andy. We're going to take a bit of a break. Be right back on the other side. By the way, if you have any kind of a home improvement question, you can direct it to Andy's topic, what we were just talking about, insurance. Maybe you got that letter. Otherwise,
Gordon,
any kind
if
of...
If you're in the insurance industry, and you maybe I'm looking at this wrong, and you have a different take on it, I'm no expert. I want to start a conversation here, Denny, and figure out what's going on, what can we do to make it better?
Good point, and we certainly will open up lines for that person or persons to get in touch with us today as well. 651-461-9226. We'll take a break and be right back after the other side. Now, I can tell you, heading for 71 today for a daytime high, 78 tomorrow. Right now in CCO, 63 degrees. Stay with us. Proven Show, we are here every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour. Thanks to our friends at Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. You want to get in touch with those good folks? Maybe you got a project in mind. They'd be glad to help you out. You can always get them to come over to your house. That first visit, always free. 844-9-LINDUS. Give them a shout this coming week. Andy Lindus is answering those questions today. Our phone number is also our text number, 651-461-9226. Andy, that letter you mentioned coming from insurance companies, is that kind of insurance company wide? I mean, it's not just one or two carriers, but a bunch of them?
The only one I've seen letters on that is going to stop writing policies in Minnesota's American Family from wind and hail. And that should be a clue to the manufacturers and the state as a whole that we need to do something different, and contractors as a whole. We just had one of the bigger carriers in the country say, hey, not going to write policies in your state anymore because there's no money to be made in it. There's that many hail claims. It's a very true thing. We're seeing letters like this on the regular basis. If you haven't talked to your insurance carrier in a minute, I would highly recommend you call and just make sure you know what was covered. When I was reading off the depreciation value, okay?
Yeah.
That was buried on page 5 of 5 in a letter that was sent to the customer. Okay? I don't know about you. My bills, I don't sometimes read them all.
Right.
You know, and these types of changes should happen with a conversation with your agent, not via letter and text and email and things like that. Like, this is something that when it can affect you as much as it does.
This is huge.
That's the part that I don't like, is that they're getting letters. And it's not just our state. It's things like, I think it was Auto Owners. MSN had an article. One of the larger carriers was using a global imaging to identify houses that they would potentially want to fly with the drone. The reason why they want to fly with the drone is they want to find if there's any mold, mildew, or moss on the roof. And if there is, they're sending those customers letters saying, if you don't replace your roof, we will no longer cover your roof. So it's like a preemptive strike of the roofs that are in bad shape before a storm happens. They want to get out of covering those roofs. So they've made somebody that's good at math, made a decision that the costs to have a drone pilot go out and fly these neighborhoods are better than us actually protecting our customers and covering them should a catastrophe happen. That's a decision that was made. So not only, it seems like an invasion of privacy a little bit too. That's the weird part.
I would think, you know, so.
But again, you know, when we sign these and get into these agreements with X and companies, I don't know what we're agreeing to. So I'd have to look at the exact policy. Maybe I'm agreeing when I sign this policy to have my house inspected X amount of times a year or every so often. I don't know.
Especially when you've got pages of information buried.
And you're starting to see articles come out about this, and you're seeing some news stories where this happens. It's an ever-changing world on that side of our things. And I'm just really, really happy that we're not a storm chaser, Denny, that we've had to, you know, make all these changes because we're just worried about hail. We're not. What we're trying to do is install home improvements that last a lifetime. And that's not the stormer's reputation. And one of the things that the state of Minnesota did pass that I believe will get caught on around the country is the good faith estimate that went into effect August 1st. Meaning,
well, what's that about?
No one can show up your house, knock on your door, and just get you to sign a piece of paper. And a lot of times people don't know that they're signing these pieces of paper. The reason why I know that is because we'll show up, you know, and get into a conversation 3-4 months down the road, and they want to choose us to do the roof, but they can't because they signed this piece of paper that said if they ever have hail damage, they have to use this company. What this means is no one can have you sign those types of contracts anymore. They have to actually inspect your property and give you an estimate on what they think it's going to take to fix your house the right way. And why this is important is the supplement industry. This is the industry that works on insurance claims on the back end as the projects are going on, is the industry that really drives the costs of replacing roofs up. And I can tell you this, we don't do that. There's one way to fix your house the right way. I truly believe that. You know, you can make an argument over the types of shingles and the type of materials you use. That's a different story. But for us, there's one way to install this roof. And we can tell you that while we look at it the first day. We don't need to rip it off to tell you the way to fix it the right way. We know. We can inspect it and give you that estimate day one. We do it every day, all day. Probably 50 times a day we do this.
Wow.
Where we show up and can give you an estimate. We don't just make you sign a piece of paper and then tell us if the adjuster says, yes, there's damage or not. We're going to inspect it and let you know if there's damage. And then if there is, we're going to let you know what it takes to fix it and get it back so you're safe and secure again. And if you don't get those types of estimates, somebody makes you sign what they call a contingency contract, I would get a hold of the state and send it to them right away.
Big red flag.
Big red flag.
I'll tell you what, Andy, I know we have to take a break for weather, but I want to grab a phone call. Bill is calling in from Bloomington. Let's see what's on Bill's mind. Hey, Bill, what can we do for you today?
Good morning. I have a very low-pitched hip roof. I'm insulating my garage and sheetrocking it, and I want to know if I should have the garage was added after the house was built, and I want to know if I should have the airspace between the house and the garage open or if I should have that closed back up so that they're separate.
Well, typically there's a firewall that needs to go in there on the garage.
Okay, that would be on the the first 10 feet. I guess I'm talking about up in the attic space, if I should have that, if that can be open. There's always been like a piece of cardboard that was stuck up there, you know, so that you could blow in the insulation and get up into the attic as a space and to work on it.
Okay. So you're talking like over the soffit area?
Yes.
So you should have to install attic chutes. Is there a ceiling in the garage or is it all open rafters?
It's open rafters. I already installed the chutes. I guess I'm just wondering if I should leave the space between the actual garage attic and the house attic. It's open rafters. I've already installed the chutes. I guess I'm just wondering if I should leave the space between the actual garage attic and the house attic open so the air can flow between them up in the attic space, or if I should close that 2-foot square hole that would go between them up in the attic space.
I believe there's supposed to be a firewall that goes all the way up to the top.
Okay, that I don't have. It's just, it's sheetrocked and whatever. Like I say, it was added in probably in 1960. The house was built in 59. The garage was added in like 60 or 61, it looks like. There was siding on the outside. You know, when I took the sheetrock off, there was siding. You know, so I can tell it was added later.
Yep. Yeah, no, so usually like the sheetrock extends all the way up.
It does, but then a hole was cut so I could add more insulation into the house part of it 20 years ago. And now I'm insulating the garage, and so I just want to know if I should close.
Wherever that hole was cut should be filled back in.
Okay, that's all I needed. Perfect.
Yep.
Great.
No, sorry. Now I understand. No. 20 years ago, that hole should have been filled back in. So I believe, you want to have a firewall in the garage. Just say one of the cars starts on fire. It's a delay so it doesn't get to the house, and maybe the house can be saved, I believe is why that is put there. But again, not a code expert. I got people at work that we deal with that stuff all the time. And we work our way through that. And I do know we've had to add firewalls on homes that we were adding. You know, once you pull a permit, you got to make sure everything is done the right way.
Yeah. Andy, hang on. We're going to take a break for weather. I want to alert Sean in Brooklyn Park. You're going to be next up on the phone, so don't go away. We have texters to help out as well. Here on a Home Improvement Show from News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to your Home Improvement Show here every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour. Thanks to Lindis Construction. Andy Lindis answering those questions, imparting some good information today as usual. Andy, before we get to the text, let's grab a phone call. I think we promised Sean in Brooklyn Park. Sean would be next. Thanks for waiting, Sean. What's your question, please?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Morning. Today, I got a warranty issue. It's a question. We're having a new roof put on. We've got hail damage. And three windows were damaged in the hail storm. And I'm wondering, we just got new windows. Can I say the name of the company?
Sure. I don't care.
Okay. We just got Pella windows. And I'm wondering, should I work through Pella for the warranty, or should I just work through the roofing contract?
Well, it depends on the roofing contractor. Not so. This is the problem with most roofing contractors and storm chasers as a whole. They're good at roofing. They're not good at window install. They're not good at siding install. They're not good at gutter install. And a lot of times what I end up getting is they had my roof installed, and they said they're going to put on leaf guard, and they put up gutters and a screen. Or they change out Pella windows to whatever windows they can get. Not every roofer can even buy Pella windows or all the right Pella windows. So I would at least get an estimate on if it's storm damage. Pella's not going to cover their warranty. They're going to say that it was an act of God. In Pella's warranty, there's act of God exclusions, and that's what they're when you see that exclusion, what they're talking about is storm damage. So, and at I'm guessing well over in that $1,000 a window or so, it's worth it now, because if you make two claims, there's going to be two deductibles. So there should be. This is why when we go out and do a hail claim, we're not going to use the window money and the gutter money to try to upgrade and up our profits in roofing. This is what a lot of roofers do. And that bugs me. It really, really does. We want to fix your house and fix everything that was damaged. We're not going to take the money from the gutters so we can pad our roofing numbers. We're not going to take the money from the windows and say, hey, your warranty should cover this. You'll be okay. That's just not the way we would operate. I'd try to fix it all right now. At least get the pricing on it.
All right. Good question. 651-461-9226. I'm looking over a lot of text messages here, Andy. Here's one roofing question. A question to Andy. Our house was built in 2000, and we are developing some green mold. I wonder if that's moss. On the north side, can you recommend a company to do that? Who will clean that off and... Does that sound like a mold? Not mold, but the moss to you?
It very well could be. We are offering this soon here at Lindis Construction. We got about another week of testing some chemicals for cleaning people's roofs. The reason why we're offering this stuff, Denny, is because of the state of today's roofing. I want to be able to go out and clean people's roofs so they, when they get inspected by their insurance company, the insurance company will say that they're going to cover it. I don't want to have moss on the roof. So we're putting together maintenance programs, and we're testing a variety of cleaners from four different manufacturers, including GAF, and a couple other coatings that get sprayed on roofing as well. And we're getting close to narrowing it down to the two that we're going to use, but we need some more testing. And like always, it's people that work at Lindis Construction, and myself, my house, that we're testing some things on. I have a rental property that's got some green algae growing on it that we'll be spraying off, and then it's an 11-year-old roof that we're going to coat it and see how it lasts and see what happens.
Right. Another text, Andy, and you can kind of feel this the way you are comfortable. There's so many variables. The listener wants Linda's to put in some leaf guard gutters, downspouts, the whole thing. Two-bedroom Rambler. What's the process? Because I guess they want to know a timeline, and I'm not sure how busy. You guys are always busy. But what's the process of getting Linda's out and giving that information? I want the leaf guard gutters. What's the deal? Give me a timeline.
You know, 844-9-LINDIS or lindisinstruction.com, set up an estimate. The estimate comes out depending on the scope of work. We'll go over our lead times then, and we will triage. I just did this 2 days ago. You know, a salesperson was out there talking with the customer, and they're getting water in their basement every time it rains. You know, we're going to do what it takes to try to make sure that we can stop that water getting in the basement as fast as we can. So we will. We do have emergency services, and we have the capability of triaging some things. But know this: when it comes to home improvements, Danny, I would wait twice as long for the company I want. I would never choose a company based on lead times, because there's a reason why the good contractors in the Twin Cities are booked. It's because they're good. It's because they have a lot of past customers. You know, every year, Denny, over 60% of the business that Linda's Construction does is from our past customers. We always are taking care of them. And that's the nice part. Once you become a past customer of Linda's, we take care of you faster. You know, we have a policy, Linda's for life. So once you've made the decision that Linda's is your contractor, we're going to do whatever it takes to keep you a Linda's customer the rest of your life, and hopefully get your kids, your other family members, and everyone else you know to use us. So that's our goal. But lead times are not a bad thing by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, although that's certainly worked in my family too, as a matter of fact.
Yes, yeah.
It is true. A listener says this, Andy, I will be adding a deck on a new construction. The fill is very sandy. For the footings, what are the advantages or disadvantages of using sonotubes versus helical screws? Do you recommend either? What would you do in that case?
The helical piers seem to be the most stable ones that to be used almost anywhere. So depending on the soil type, that is a consideration. But my understanding, when it comes to putting in piers, the diamond pier or the helical pier are the best two that you can put in. There are instances where we do have to dig in and put in the tubes, but I'm telling you, it's we're using helical piers almost always on everything.
Interesting. All right. I'm getting a signal here. They say, take a break, Long. Okay, we'll do that. And we have more questions to get answered here. If you want to add to them, 651-461-9226. And it's the Home Improvement Show here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our Home Improvement Show presented by Linda's Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S, 844-9-LINDIS. You want to get in touch. Andy Linda's answering those questions as usual. Andy, here it is. I'm looking at the calendar, August 10th. I always like to ask you what kind of deals can be had this month right now at Linda's.
75% off labor on the installation of Infinity Windows by Marvin. And free labor on GIF solar shingles. So two pretty awesome deals to be had right now. And, of course, all inspections and estimates are free. And you don't have to worry about us making up work. When we come out and look at your house, we have one thing in mind. What do we have to do to make this the best project ever? And that's what our price is going to be. And we'll go from there. We're going to try to figure out what you want, how you want it, and our first price is going to be what this is the best way to do it. And then we'll work our way from there, and if you don't want to do it, no worries. We'll move on.
Yeah, absolutely. You got a lot of work. Texter wants to know, this is something I've been meaning to do, but I never have. Should you drain your water heaters? How do you get rid of that sulfur smell from a well, a water heater, and a water softener, and an iron filter? Have you ever done that? I know you've got a different type of water heater, but have you ever done that?
I haven't. I have two water heaters. I have your standard gas tank water heater, and then the tankless water heater. But I also have a well, and I have Kinetico. And at our office, one of our offices, we use that the Aquarius company, similar setups. And that treats our water, so our appliances last longer. I think that's important. And not all iron filtration and water softeners are created equal. And I can tell you this, I notice a difference when I run out of, you know, my salt with my Kinetico system now, and that doesn't happen a whole lot.
No, not with Kinetico, for sure.
No. My system in my house, when I run out of salt, I know, like, I think we were out of salt for quite a while. It's not a Kinetico system in my house. It's just your standard water softener. And yeah. I'm pretty sure, because I didn't fill up my water softener enough, that's why I killed my dishwasher.
Ah.
I think that the iron or calcium or whatever just clogged up the dishwasher and ended up having to replace the dishwasher.
Sure. Makes a big difference.
It sure does.
I'm looking at other texts here, trying to get everybody some help here before we run out of time. This one, I won't mention it, but there was a contractor, texter said, that installed new shingles on our roof recently. I noticed the overhang, they overhang the drip edge about an inch and a half consistently. Is this too much? They told me not to worry because it's under warranty and is normal. Should I have them fix this, and how difficult is this to fix? You get that picture, Andy?
I do. It's difficult to fix, and if you're comfortable knowing that you're going to have some out-of-pocket expense, knowing the company that you put down on there, chances are the best warranty wasn't sold. There will be an expense down the road. I would try to get them to fix it now. An inch and a half overhang is too long. It just is. If you have gutters there, the water's not going to go in the gutters a lot of the times on the heavier rains. And what's going to happen is the shingles are going to curl, and where they curl, you're going to lose granules. And where you lose granules, you're going to expose the mat to sun. When you expose the mat to sun, the shingles are going to crack. And that's going to happen within 5 to 10 years on a roof that should last 50. This is a contractor trying to get out of doing what's right.
Hmm.
And don't worry, you're covered under the manufacturer's warranty. Yeah, because those always work out. That kind of stuff doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. Here's a comment, kind of a question, because you've been giving us some good information about insurance companies and covering homeowners insurance and roofing, etc. Heard a rumor, texter says, that the state of Minnesota is going to get tougher on subcontractors working for general contractors. All would need to be employees. Have you heard anything of that sort, Andy?
Yeah, earlier this year there were some new laws that went into effect that did change subcontractors in the Twin Cities. Now, you still have the ability to have subcontractors work for you, but you need to make sure that you're dotting every I, crossing every T, that they have the proper licenses and insurances. Where these laws affected more people is the subcontractors themselves, meaning a lot of these subcontractors, they didn't have employees, where like Lindus, we have 160 W-2 employees. Most of these companies, all of their people that work for them are 1099 employees. So they're independent contractors. So you don't have to carry the health insurance. You don't have to do the safe and sick pay. You don't have to do all of the other regulations that the state has passed that makes it really hard for an entrepreneur to do things. The bad part is the laws like this didn't affect companies like me. Didn't affect all of the big labor, didn't affect all the big corporations around. I think we can deal. We have a strong HR department. We have a legal team that we can work with. But if these laws went into place when my dad was starting a company in the 80s, where we were the subcontractor for everyone, and we did have some 1099 employees at the time, it would have been harder to get established. And laws like this need to be well thought out. It's the unintended consequences that hurt everyone. And this law is hurting more English as a second language type people, first generation Latino owned businesses than they are anybody else. So I work with companies like that all the time, try to give them the guidance on what they need to do. Will help any contractor in the world trying to change from 1099 to W-2. So I think that's the best thing in the world for us. My life got easier because of the people I get to work with every day, and one of the favorite parts of my world is creating an environment that people can go to for careers. So I understand the want to change people from 1099 to a W-2 employee. But this hurt small startup businesses more than any of the big people in the area. It doesn't quite get to where like Washington State or Florida is, where it's impossible for anyone to use a subcontractor. But it's, you know, two more factors, it could get to that, and that's a scary thing. That will drive costs up. Again, I understand, you know, we want to protect the employee, and the W-2 employee is in a better spot almost always than a 1099. But this is America, and we should be able to make those types of choices. And I just, we need to be careful when we pass regulations. It's the smaller businesses and the people just starting up, it seems to hurt more than companies like us. We've been around since 1978. We know how to make policy changes. We have a company handbook. We've gone through all of this stuff. So the safe and sick pay, the new work comp funds, the family bereavement fund, the subcontracting laws, the good faith estimate law. These are all things that have passed in the last 12 months in my world. Changes we had to make at Lindis Construction in order to move forward. We're okay with that. But I hate watching some of these people struggle their way through that. That's a good question. It's not impossible to use subcontractors, but it is more difficult. And, you know, in the long run, it could be better for the consumer, but the jury's out yet.
Andy, we're out of time. We got to run. Let's pick up on this next week. I want to alert our listeners. We'll talk again about solar shingles, et cetera, and welcoming your questions next week. But if you want to get in touch with Lindis Construction, we hope you do, 844-9-LINDIS, lindisconstruction.com. Andy, let's talk again next Saturday.
Sounds good.
Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. Enjoy the day. It's going to be a beautiful one. Sunny skies. 71 degrees right now, 63 degrees. Denny Long, thank you for your... Yes, and we are both anxiously awaiting any kind of a home improvement question you might have. You can call it in or you can text it in, whichever is easier. 651-461-9226. That's the number for either a phone call or a text to Andy. 651-461-9226. 9226. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Denny. How are you today?
I'm doing quite well. I hope you are too, and all the good folks at Lindis Construction. Beautiful weather, beautiful weekend.
You know, this is perfect. The only thing that weather like this is bad for is trying to figure out any type of air sealing or insulation. You know, when the temperature outside is about the same temperature as it is inside, diagnosing air leaks is one of the harder things to do. We still have those capabilities, but that's the only drawback on weather like today. This is like the perfect temperature to install almost every type of material, to get every paint to work, every glue to work. You don't get too hot. You don't get too cold. It's I'll take days like today every day. I know it won't last. We'll probably be into the 90s again. You know, we've been state fairs. We still haven't been to the state fair, and we've all been in Falcon Heights there when it's almost 100 degrees. So I know it won't last, but we'll take it while we got it, right?
Yeah, and you and I will be at that CCO Broadcast Center that very first Saturday at the fair answering questions.
Yes, indeed, and we'll have in our the lower level of the grandstand where our booth will be this year, and we'll have on display there the GAF solar shingles, and we'll at the WCCO building there too. We'll have the ability when we're broadcasting to show people what those are as well. We tried to get it on the docket this year to get the solar shingles put on, but we won't have that accomplished this year. But
Not this year.
You know, sometime this fall, we'll be back at the fair, and we're going to take those Glenwood shingles off the WCCO building and put the solar ones on there. And 2025, we'll be able to demonstrate exactly how much energy those shingles are generating every day.
That's pretty exciting. In fact, you're talking about that. Listeners, wanted you to kind of update what's the status on the solar roofing, and is there a future for solar around these parts?
There are. And right now, the deals that you can get at Lindis Construction on those solar shingles are as good as they will ever get. So if you are interested in solar, I would highly recommend you go to our website or give us a call and set up one of those free estimates, and we'll kind of go from there. Denny, it's been a big week for my team. on receiving information from customers on from their insurance companies. And I'll explain a little bit more here. I think from an educational standpoint, people have to start to realize what is going on and what the difference is between actual cash value and depreciated value. So what that means is, I'm going to pull up a chart here that one of my salesmen was given to from a customer. And the reason why I'm going to say this, it's the age of the roof. So less than 1 year, the actual cash value is 100%. You get down to year 13, it's 78% of the roof cost. Year 18, it's 70%. Year 22, it's 63%. Meaning the actual cash value, say on a $20,000 roof, they're only going to pay $12,000 at like year 15. So your deductible would be $8,000. The depreciated value is $8,000. Why this is important? People started getting letters in the mail last week. And this is what the letter says, Denny. And these are from a very, very large, well-known carrier.
Okay.
You have been selected to be in a pilot program where we guarantee your home insurance rates will not go up. If you choose this program, what we will do here at such and such insurance agency, they may offer the discount double check and Mr. Mahomes as a spokesperson. Maybe if we don't pay those athletes $60 million a year to talk about our insurance, we don't have to do things like this. But hey, that's another subject.
It really is.
If you choose this, what we will do on hail and wind claims is pay you the actual cash value, not the depreciated value. If you don't understand what actual cash value is and what depreciated value is based on the age of your roof, what this letter should say is, if you choose this, we won't raise your rates, but your deductible goes closer to $10,000 than it does $1,000. And if inflation, just based on like a 3 or 4% inflation, you know, 15 years from now, the average roof is going to be closer to $35,000.
Yeah, I believe it.
So you're talking $10,000 to $15,000, and we're going to customers' houses, and they're showing us letters that they're looking for insurance, new insurance companies, because they got a letter from their insurance company saying American Family is no longer going to cover wind and hail in the state of Minnesota. So this is something we've talked about it for quite a bit, and we've ran into customers now that are really shocked about what the costs are with their replacement costs for a new roof. And this is why I think if you are in the market for a new roof, there's never a more important time to choose the And this is why I think if you are in the market for a new roof, there's never a more important time to choose the shingle wisely. Class 4 and hail proofing should be part of the conversation always. And if you can afford it, and for us, it's not that much more expensive. But again, not everyone uses the materials that we use or has the deals that we can offer. But I would definitely take a look at that because it could save you. You're not talking just a $2,000 deductible down the road. Yeah. It's, you know, could be $15,000, even $20,000. It saves you 10 years down the road. And there's a reason why that depreciation never happens till after year 4. It's because every shingle manufactured holds up to most hail until year 5. It's at year 5 that almost every shingle in the world that it gets more susceptible to hail. And this is why we want to blame these insurance companies, Denny. And I know I'm talking hard on them here, but they're in survival mode. Yeah. So it's not just the insurance companies, it's the roofers, the manufacturer of roofing, the suppliers of roofing. All of them need to get better at their jobs. We can provide a shingle that doesn't get damaged. We can do better for our consumers. We're making choices not to. I don't know how else to explain it. The cost of the shingle has gone up from 2018 from like $50 a square to $130 a square. In like 6 years, and they're making them worse.
Why is that? Who benefits from that?
I don't know.
Where's the money going? Follow the money.
Manufacturers, big corporate America, giant insurance companies. It isn't to the roofers and the consumers, that's for sure. And yes, we've benefited from hailstorms at Lindis Construction, but I'm trying not to. Yeah. We're not benefiting because we're going back to our same customers over and over again. We're benefiting because we're getting into neighborhoods because my roof in the neighborhood is the one that doesn't have to be replaced. And every week we have the proof to show that. We got another one this week that says, hey, you guys came out and inspected my roof. One of the nicest things, five people knocked on my door and said I needed a new roof, and you're the only people to actually look at it and tell me it's in perfect shape and I don't need to do anything. We do that darn near daily right now.
I bet you do.
And that's okay. I'm okay with that. Something needs to change, or the consumer is going to get drastically hurt, or the insurance and how we buy our homeowners insurance is going to drastically change. It's either going to get more expensive or less and less things are going to be covered. And I don't know about you, in today's day and age, an unexpected $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 of expenses, not a lot of people can handle that.
No.
And then if you have to go and get a loan in order to get your roof fixed and now you're at 8-9% interest, again, there's a lot of bad things that are happening for the consumer because of where we are right now. And I'm really excited that, you know, our partnership with GAF, I know they're constantly working to make something that's better. But every contractor just went to GAF and said, hey, I'm only going to use your Class 4 shingles. Look at where we'd be. And contractors choose not to use them for whatever reason, and I don't understand.
Hang on, Andy. We're going to take a bit of a break. Be right back on the other side. By the way, if you have any kind of a home improvement question, you can direct it to Andy's topic, what we were just talking about, insurance. Maybe you got that letter. Otherwise,
Gordon,
any kind
if
of...
If you're in the insurance industry, and maybe I'm looking at this wrong, and you have a different take on it, I'm no expert. I want to start a conversation here, Denny, and figure out what's going on, what can we do to make it better.
Good point. And we certainly will open up lines for that person or persons to get in touch with us today as well. 651-461-9226. We'll take a break and be right back after the other side. Now, I can tell you, heading for 71 today for a daytime high, 78 tomorrow. Right now on CCO, 63 degrees. Stay with us. Proven Show, we are here every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour. Thanks to our friends at Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. You want to get in touch with those good folks? Maybe you got a project in mind. They'd be glad to help you out. You can always get them to come over to your house. That first visit, always free. 844-9-LINDIS. Give them a shout this coming week. Andy Lindis is answering those questions today. Our phone number is also our text number, 651-461-9226. Andy, that letter you mentioned coming from insurance companies, is that kind of insurance company wide? I mean, it's not just one or two carriers, but a bunch of them.
The only one I've seen letters on that is going to stop writing policies in Minnesota is American Family from wind and hail, and that should be a clue to the manufacturers and the state as a whole that we need to do something different, and contractors as a whole. We just had one of the bigger carriers in the country say, "Hey, I'm not gonna write policies in your state anymore because there's no money to be made in it. There's that many hail claims." It's a very true thing. We're seeing letters like this on the regular basis. If you haven't talked to your insurance carrier in a minute, I would highly recommend you call and just make sure you know what was covered. When I was reading off the depreciation value, okay?
Yeah.
That was buried on page 5 of 5 in a letter that was sent to the customer. Okay. I don't know about you. My bills, I don't sometimes read them all.
Right.
You know, and these types of changes should happen with a conversation with your agent, not via letter and text and email and things like that. Like, this is something that when it can affect you as much as it does.
This is huge.
That's the part that I don't like, is that they're getting letters, and it's not just our state. It's things like I think it was auto owners. MSN had an article. One of the larger carriers was using a global imaging to identify houses that they would potentially want to fly with the drone. The reason why they want to fly with the drone is they want to find if there's any mold, mildew, or moss on the roof. And if there is, they would send they're sending those customers letters saying, if you don't replace your roof, we will no longer cover your roof. So it's like a preemptive strike mm-hmm. of the roofs that are in bad shape before a storm happens. They want to get out of covering those roofs. So they've made somebody that's good at math, made a decision that the costs to have a drone pilot go out and fly these neighborhoods are better than us actually protecting our customers and covering them should a catastrophe happen. That's a decision that was made. So not only, it seems like an invasion of privacy a little bit too. That's the weird part.
I would think so.
But again, you know, when we sign these and get in these agreements with X and X and companies, I don't know what we're agreeing to. So I'd have to look at the exact policy. Maybe I'm agreeing when I sign this policy to have my house inspected X amount of times a year or every so often. I don't
especially
know.
Especially when you've got pages of information buried.
And you're starting to see articles come out about this, and you're seeing some news stories where this happens. It's an ever-changing world on that side of our things. And I'm just really, really happy that we're not a storm chaser, Denny, and yeah. that we've had to, you know, make all these changes because we're just worried about hail. We're not. What we're trying to do is install home improvements that last a lifetime. And that's not the stormer's reputation. And one of the things that the state of Minnesota did pass that I believe will get caught on around the country is the good faith estimate that went into effect August 1st. Meaning,
what's that about?
No one can show up your house, knock on your door, and just get you to sign a piece of paper. And a lot of times people don't know that they're signing these pieces of paper. The reason why I know that is because we'll show up, you know, and get into a conversation 3-4 months down the road, and they want to choose us to do the roof, but they can't because they signed this piece of paper that said if they ever have hail damage, they have to use this company. What this means is no one can have you sign those types of contracts anymore. They have to actually inspect your property and give you an estimate on what they think it's going to take to fix your house the right way. And why this is important is the supplement industry. This is the industry that works on insurance claims on the back end as the projects are going on, is the industry that really drives the costs of replacing roofs up. And I can tell you this, we don't do that. There's one way to fix your house the right way. I truly believe that. You know, you can make an argument over the types of shingles and the type of materials you use. That's a different story. But for us, there's one way to install this roof, and we can tell you that while we look at it the first day. We don't need to rip it off to tell you the way to fix it the right way. We know. We can inspect it and give you that estimate day one. We do it every day, all day. Probably 50 times a day we do this.
Wow.
Where we show up and can give you an estimate. We don't just make you sign a piece of paper and then tell us if the adjuster says, yes, there's damage or not. We're going to inspect it and let you know if there's damage. And then if there is, we're going to let you know what it takes to fix it and get it back so you're safe and secure again. That's and if you don't get those types of estimates, somebody makes you sign what they call a contingency contract, I would get a hold of the state and send it to them right away.
Big red flag. I'll tell you what, Andy, I know we have to take a break for weather, but I want to grab a phone call. Bill is calling in from Bloomington. Let's see what's on Bill's mind. Hey, Bill, what can we do for you today?
Good morning. I have a very low-pitched hip roof. I'm insulating my garage and sheetrocking it, and I want to know if I should have the garage was added after the house was built, and I want to know if I should have the airspace between the house and the garage open or if I should have that closed back up so that they're separate.
Well, typically there's a firewall that needs to go in there on the garage.
Okay, I think that would be on the the first 10 feet. I guess I'm talking about up in the attic space, if I should have that, if that can be open. There's always been like a piece of cardboard that was stuck up there. so that you could blow in the insulation, get up into the attic as a space and to work on it.
Okay. So you're talking like the over the soffit area?
Yes.
So you should have to install attic chutes. Is there a ceiling in the garage, or is it all open rafters?
It's open rafters. I've already installed the chutes. I guess I'm just wondering if I should leave the space between the actual garage attic and the house attic. It's open rafters. I've already installed the chutes. I guess I'm just wondering if I should leave the space between the actual garage attic and the house attic open so the air can flow between them up in the attic space, or if I should close that two-foot square hole that would go between them up in the attic space.
I believe there's supposed to be a firewall that goes all the way up to the top.
Okay, that I don't have. It's just, it's sheetrocked and whatever. Like I say, it was added in probably in 1960. The house was built in 59. The garage was added in like 60 or 61, it looks like. There was siding on the outside. You know, when I took the sheetrock off, there was siding, so I can tell it was added later.
Yep. Yeah, no, usually like the sheetrock extends all the way up.
It does, but then a hole was cut so I could add more insulation into the house part of it 20 years ago, and now I'm insulating the garage, and so I just want to know if I should close
wherever that hole was cut should be filled back in.
Okay, that's all I needed. Perfect.
Yep.
Great.
No, sorry. Now I understand. No. 20 years ago, that hole should have been filled back in. So I believe, you want to have a firewall in the garage. Just say one of the cars starts on fire. It's just a delay so it doesn't get to the house, and maybe the house can be saved, I believe is why that is put there. But again, not a code expert. I got people at work that we deal with that stuff all the time. And we work our way through that. And I do know we've had to add firewalls on homes that we were adding. You know, once you pull a permit, you got to make sure everything is done the right way.
Yeah. Andy, hang on. We're going to take a break for weather. I want to alert Sean and Brooklyn Park. You're going to be next up on the phone, so don't go away. We have texters to help out as well here on a Home Improvement Show from News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to your Home Improvement Show here every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour. Thanks to Lindis Construction. Andy Lindis answering those questions, imparting some good information today as usual. Andy, before we get to the text, let's grab a phone call. I think we promised Sean in Brooklyn Park. Sean would be next. Thanks for waiting, Sean. What's your question, please?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Morning. Today, I got a warranty issue. Just a question. We're having a new roof put on. We've got hail damage. And three windows were damaged in the hail storm. And I'm wondering, we just got new windows. Can I say the name of the company?
Sure. I don't care.
Okay. We just got Pella windows. And I'm wondering, should I work through Pella for the warranty, or should I just work through the roofing contract?
Well, it depends on the roofing contractor. Not so. This is the problem with most roofing contractors and storm chasers as a whole. They're good at roofing. They're not good at window install. They're not good at siding install. They're not good at gutter install. And a lot of times what I end up getting is they had my roof installed, and they said they're going to put on leaf guard, and they put up gutters and a screen, or they change out Pella windows to whatever windows they can get. Not every roofer can even buy Pella windows or all the right Pella windows. So I would at least get an estimate on if it's storm damage. Pella's not going to cover their warranty. They're going to say that it was an act of God. In Pella's warranty, there's act of God exclusions, and that's what they're when you see that exclusion, what they're talking about is storm damage. So, and at I'm guessing well over in that $1,000 a window or so, it's worth it now, because if you make two claims, there's going to be two deductibles. So there should be. This is why when we go out and do a hail claim, we're not going to use the window money and the gutter money to try to upgrade and up our profits in roofing. This is what a lot of roofers do. And that bugs me. It really, really does. We want to fix your house and fix everything that was damaged. We're not going to take the money from the gutters so we can pad our roofing numbers. We're not going to take the money from the windows and say, hey, you know, your warranty should cover this. You'll be okay. That's just not the way we would operate. I'd try to fix it all right now, at least get the pricing on it.
All right. Good question. 651-461-9226. I'm looking over a lot of text messages here, Andy. Here's one roofing question. A question to Andy. Our house was built in 2000, and we are developing some green mold. I wonder if that's moss. On the north side, can you recommend a company to do that? Who will clean that off? And what would you, does that sound like a mold? I'm not mold, but the moss to you?
It very well could be. We are offering this soon here at Lindus Construction. We got about another week of testing some chemicals for cleaning people's roofs. The reason why we're offering this stuff, Denny, is because of the state of today's roofing. I want to be able to go out and clean people's roofs so they, when they get inspected by their insurance company, the insurance company will say that they're going to cover it. I don't want to have moss on the roof. So we're putting together maintenance programs, and we're testing a variety of cleaners from four different manufacturers, including GAF, and a couple of other coatings that get sprayed on roofing as well. And we're getting close to narrowing it down to the two that we're going to use, but we need some more testing. And like always, it's people that work at Lindus Construction and myself, my house, that we're testing some things on. I have a rental property that's got some green algae growing on it that we'll be spraying off, and then it's an 11-year-old roof that we're going to coat it and see how it lasts and see what happens.
Right. Another text, Andy, and you can kind of feel this the way you are comfortable. There's so many variables. The listener wants Lindus to put in some leaf guard gutters, downspouts, the whole thing. Two-bedroom Rambler. What's the process? Because I guess they want to know a timeline, and I'm not sure how busy. You guys are always busy. But what's the process of getting Lindus out and giving that information? I want the leaf guard gutters. What's the deal? Give me a timeline.
You know, 844-9-LINDUS or lindusinstruction.com. Set up an estimate. The estimate comes out depending on the scope of work. We'll go over our lead times then, and we will triage. I just did this 2 days ago. You know, a salesperson was out there talking with the customer, and they're getting water in their basement every time it rains. You know, we're going to do what it takes to try to make sure that we can stop that water getting in the basement as fast as we can. So we will, we do have emergency services, and we have the capability of triaging some things. But know this, when it comes to home improvements, Denny, I would wait twice as long for the company I want. I would never choose a company based on lead times, because there's a reason why the good contractors in the Twin Cities are booked. It's because they're good. It's because they have a lot of past customers. You know, every year, Denny, over 60% of the business that Lindus Construction does is from our past customers. These we have, and so we always are taking care of them, and that's the nice part. Once you become a past customer, Lindus, we take care of you faster. You know, we have a policy, Lindus for life. So once you've made the decision that Lindus is your contractor, we're going to do whatever it takes to keep you a Lindus customer the rest of your life, and hopefully get your kids, your other family members, and everyone else you know to use us. So that's our goal. But lead times are not a bad thing. By any stretch of the imagination.
Well, although that's certainly worked in my family, too, as a matter of fact.
Yes, yeah.
It is true. A listener says this, Andy, I will be adding a deck on a new construction. The fill is very sandy. For the footings, what are the advantages or disadvantages of using sonotubes versus helical screws? Do you recommend either? What would you do in that case?
The helical piers seem to be the most stable ones that to be used almost anywhere. So depending on the soil type, you know, that is a consideration. But my understanding when it comes to putting in piers, the diamond pier or the helical pier are the best two that you can put in. There are instances where we do have to dig in and put in the tubes, but I'm telling you, it's we're using helical piers almost always on everything.
Hmm. Interesting. All right. I'm getting a signal here. They say, take a break, Long. Okay, we'll do that. And we have more questions to get answered here. If you want to add to them, 651-461-9226. And it's the Home Improvement Show here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our Home Improvement Show presented by Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S, 8449. Lindus, you want to get in touch. Andy Lindus answering those questions as usual. Andy, here it is. I'm looking at the calendar, August 10th. I always like to ask you what kind of deals can be had this month right now at Lindus?
75% off labor on the installation of Infinity Windows by Marvin. And free labor on GIF solar shingles. So two pretty awesome deals to be had right now. And, of course, all inspections and estimates are free. And you don't have to worry about us making up work. When we come out and look at your house, we have one thing in mind. What do we have to do to make this the best project ever? And that's what our price is going to be. And we'll go from there. We're going to try to figure out what you want, how you want it, and our first price is going to be what this is the best way to do it. And then we'll work our way from there, and if you don't want to do it, no worries. We'll move on.
Yeah, absolutely. You got a lot of work. Texter wants to know, and this is something I've been meaning to do, but I never have. Should you drain your water heaters? How do you get rid of that sulfur smell from a well, a water heater, and a water softener, and an iron filter? Have you ever done that? I know you've got a different type of water heater, but have you ever done that?
I haven't. I have two water heaters. I have your standard gas tank water heater, and then the tankless water heater. But I also have a well, and I have Kinetico. And at our office, one of our offices, we use the Aquarius company, similar setups. And that treats our water, so our appliances last longer. I think that's important. And not all iron filtration and water softeners are created equal. And I can tell you this, I notice a difference when I run out of, you know, my salt with my Kinetico system now, and that doesn't happen a whole lot.
No, not with Kinetico, for sure.
No. My system in my house, when I run out of salt, I know, like, I think we were out of salt for quite a while. It's not a Kinetico system in my house. It's just your standard water softener. And yeah. I'm pretty sure, because I didn't fill up my water softener enough, that's why I killed my dishwasher.
Ah.
I think that the iron or calcium or whatever just clogged up the dishwasher and ended up having to replace the dishwasher.
Sure. Makes a big difference.
It sure does.
I'm looking at other texts here, trying to get everybody some help here before we run out of time. This one, I won't mention it, but there was a contractor, texter said, that installed new shingles on our roof recently. I noticed they overhang the drip edge about an inch and a half consistently. Is this too much? They told me not to worry because it's under warranty and is normal. Should I have them fix this, and how difficult is this to fix? You get that picture, Andy?
I do. It's difficult to fix, and if you're comfortable knowing that you're going to have some out-of-pocket expense, knowing the company that you put down on there, chances are the best warranty wasn't sold. There will be an expense down the road. I would try to get them to fix it now. An inch and a half overhang is too long. It just is. If you have gutters there, the water's not going to go in the gutters a lot of the times on the heavier rains. And what's going to happen is the shingles are going to curl, and where they curl, you're going to lose granules. And where you lose granules, you're going to expose the mat to sun. When you expose the mat to sun, the shingles are going to crack. And that's going to happen within 5 to 10 years on a roof that should last 50. This is a contractor trying to get out of doing what's right.
Hmm.
And don't worry, you're covered under the manufacturer's warranty. Yeah, because those always work out. that kind of stuff doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. Here's a comment, kind of a question, because you've been giving us some good information about insurance companies and covering homeowners insurance and roofing, et cetera. Heard a rumor, Texter says, that the state of Minnesota is going to get tougher on subcontractors working for general contractors. All would need to be employees. Have you heard anything of that sort, Andy?
Yeah, earlier this year there were some new laws that went into effect that did change subcontractors in the Twin Cities. Now, you still have the ability to have subcontractors work for you, but you need to make sure that you're dotting every I, crossing every T, that they have the proper licenses and insurances. Where these laws affected more people is the subcontractors themselves, meaning a lot of these subcontractors, they didn't have employees, where like Lindus, we have 160 W-2 employees. Most of these companies, all of their people that work for them are 1099 employees. So they're independent contractors. So you don't have to carry the health insurance. You don't have to do the safe and sick pay. You don't have to do all of the other regulations that the state has passed that makes it really hard for an entrepreneur to do things. The bad part is the laws like this didn't affect companies like me. Didn't affect all of the big labor, didn't affect all the big corporations around. I think we can deal. We have a strong HR department. We have a legal team that we can work with. But if these laws went into place when my dad was starting a company in the 80s, where we were the subcontractor for everyone, and we did have some 1099 employees at the time, it would have been harder to get established. And laws like this need to be well thought out. It's the unintended consequences that hurt everyone. And this law is hurting more English as a second language type people, first generation Latino owned businesses than they are anybody else. So I work with companies like that all the time, try to give them the guidance on what they need to do. Will help any contractor in the world trying to change from 1099 to W-2. So I think that's the best thing in the world for us. My life got easier because of the people I get to work with every day. And one of the favorite parts of my world is creating an environment that people can go to for careers. So I understand the want to change people from 1099 to a W-2 employee. But this hurt small startup businesses more than any of the big people in the area. It doesn't quite get to where like Washington State or Florida is, where it's impossible for anyone to use a subcontractor. But it's, you know, two more factors, it could get to that, and that's a scary thing. That will drive costs up. Again, I understand, you know, we want to protect the employee, and the W-2 employee is in a better spot almost always than a 1099. But this is America, and we should be able to make those types of choices. And I just, we need to be careful when we pass regulations. It's the smaller businesses and the people just starting up, it seems to hurt more than companies like us. We've been around since 1978. We know how to make policy changes. We have a company handbook. We've gone through all of this stuff. So the safe and sick pay, the new work comp funds, the family bereavement fund, the subcontracting laws, the good faith estimate law. These are all things that have passed in the last 12 months in my world. Changes we had to make at Lindus Construction in order to move forward. We're okay with that. But I hate watching some of these people struggle their way through that. That's a good question. It's not impossible to use subcontractors, but it is more difficult. And, you know, in the long run, it could be better for the consumer, but the jury's out yet.
Andy, we're out of time. We got to run. Let's pick up on this next week. I want to alert our listeners. We'll talk again about solar shingles, et cetera, and welcoming your questions next week. But if you want to get in touch with Lindus Construction, we hope you do, 844-9-LINDUS, lindusconstruction.com. Andy, let's talk again next Saturday.
Sounds good.
Andy Lindus from Lindus Construction. Enjoy the day. It's going to be a beautiful one. Sunny skies. 71 degrees right now, 63 degrees. Denny Long, thank you for your